All right, guys. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Can I get a little motivation, a little energy? I want you to be excited with me. This is Juan Santos over at Counselor's Journey, and we are going to dive into another episode all about teaching you mental health professionals how to A, start, B, grow, C, scale a six-figure counseling private practice without feeling overwhelmed. Let's do it. Let's dive into the episode. Hello, hello. How is everyone doing, feeling? How are you? I hope that you are doing well. I hope that you are taking time to enjoy. Enjoy the small wins. Appreciate the doors that close and look forward to the doors that open. We are upon season 3. Season 3, we just finished season 2. And my hope is that as you walked away from season 2, you walked away with having a side hustle. At least, my friends, at least trying one out. Going from that phase of, I'm going to do it. Your laptop is full of all these ideas that you have for your side hustle. Going from that phase to, you did it. Even if you failed. Being at that position of, at least I put myself out there. Right? At least I put myself out there. If not, go back to season 2 and then come back to season 3. Season 3, here's what I want you to think about when it comes to season 3, because I'm excited about it. Season 3, my friends, is all about your website. We're going to dive into it. And here's why. This is such an important season. Your website, this is the home front of your business, right? The home front of your business. People land on your website just like you and I go right into a Target. Right, you're in Target, you look around, you're going to have thoughts, you're going to have feelings. You're going to have an experience. So I want us to go into season 3 with this idea of, we're going to talk about your website. We're going to go into what needs to be in the website so it converts. What are all these neat gadgets that people in the field of sales are doing? That these therapists who are pioneers, you know, how are they going from 0 to a full caseload? How are they making 5, 6, 7 figures? How are they creating all these products? We're going to focus on your website. And as you dive into each episode of season 3, you're going to be able to pull away nuggets. Whether you are DIYing this whole process or you have someone you're hiring, you're going to be able to listen to each episode of season 3 and go, okay, here's some really core items that we need to make sure we're doing in our business. And if you've got somebody that you're hiring, you're able to share that information with them. Say, hey, let's make sure that we're doing XYZ so that we can have this conversion, right? So that as you're using your website, it's effective. You know, imagine Target, right? You get there and you arrive and you're inside, but you don't buy anything. Well, that's a problem, right? You can have the most beautiful website, but if it does not convert, then what is the point? We want it to do something. Whether it is that your website is helping you create sales on an ebook that you have or a course that you have, or you want your website to convert potential clients into clients on your caseload, or maybe you have clinicians on your staff, you want them on their caseload, or maybe you have an email sequence that you want people to jump into, and you've got this awesome landing page and you want them to go through there. All of those are goals. We want to make sure that we are using this home front, right? Your website in the most effective way. I'm excited. I think in my journey of a counselor, I've learned to enjoy and to really love the ups and downs and the ongoing learning process that comes with a website. You know, it's this interesting space where it's always new items that come in. People create new things, people update. So you got to stay sharp. You got to stay with it. I'm excited, my friends. I will see you. This is like season 3, I guess what's it called? Like the prequel or the, you know, like not like the legit first episode, but your, I don't know, your, there's a name for it. I'm blanking out. You probably know exactly what a teaser. Is that it? Is it called the teaser? All right, we're going to call it that. So I will see you in the first episode. Be ready. As you head out today, guys, I want you to give yourself a big old hug, a big old high five, because listen, you're doing it. You're taking time out of your day to build your six-figure private practice. You are tapping into ambition. You're tapping into curiosity, and you're doing it here together. We're holding hands. We're walking on this journey, a private practice journey. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know which episode really stuck out to you. Which one made you go, yes, I need to start doing a little bit more of that. Or yes, I am doing that and I'm proud of myself for doing that. I am seeing amazing changes. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to growing together on our journey.